From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has emerged from Sunday's election victory with sweeping new executive powers and a coalition parliamentary majority. The opposition has conceded defeat, but presidential hopeful Muharrem İnce called the outcome unjust, warning the new presidential system is dangerous and could lead to one-man rule. International observers were critical of the election process, citing unbalanced media coverage. Ambassador Audrey Glover heads the Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights.
Our media monitoring showed that presidential candidates and the political parties were not given equal access to national media outlets, and the TV mostly covered the incumbent president and the ruling party. This resulted in voters not being given balanced information about the campaign and preventing them from making an informed choice.
Kadir Has University professor Serhat Güvenç said the election's biggest surprise was the strong performance of the Nationalist Action Party and Erdogan ally.
We have a new nationalist party, another political party, which operates on the nationalist platform. And we have a new vote distribution where nationalist voters account for almost more than 20% of the total electorate in Turkey.
The U.S. Monday said it respects the decision of Turkish voters, but encouraged Turkey's elected leaders to strengthen the democracy. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar said Monday they hope for a breakthrough in peace talks in the Sudanese capital Khartoum to end their five-year conflict. Talks last week in Ethiopia failed to make a breakthrough. Mr. Kiir said disagreements persist over power sharing and security arrangements, including integration of rebels into security forces. This is VOA News.